second hour of the program. The toll-free number for you is 1-800-259-9231, and you can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Tonight it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. We'll start things out by going right back to your calls. Jimmy is in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jimmy.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. What's on your mind tonight?
Okay, I'm not really astute on this stuff, but they spend millions of dollars on ads during this one, 2 month period of the year. And,
who is they, and what ads are you talking about?
I'm talking about presidential elections, and my idea is for the guest.
You must be thinking you're listening to a different show. There is no guest on this show, but this is Free Talk Live. You're free to talk about
whatever you want. Oh, am I listening to a repeat?
This is Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about. This is Free Talk Live. We're on live Monday through Saturday from 7 to 10 o'clock at night Eastern Time.
You have a guest on from Freedom Watch?
No, we've had Andrew Napolitano on in the past. So we have had Andrew Napolitano on the show.
I'm sorry, guys. But anyway, if I can.
Yeah, go ahead. What was it that you were calling about? Go ahead.
Well, you were talking about a campaign strategy. And my idea is why not spend a good bit of money on and run an ad on like a major channel network, way pre-election, so that you can. It's like they spend. Look at Ron Paul.
Are you talking about
to
win a primary? Are you talking about to get through a primary and a presidential election? Running an ad early on, is that what you're saying?
Yeah. And you know how they'll only run the ads during this, and everybody runs them at the same time. And
so you're saying run them before everybody else runs their ads? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, like maybe midterm election time.
Yeah, I think I don't know who you were listening to. It certainly was not this show. We weren't talking about that. But just to dig into your idea there a little bit.
Well, you had a woman on from Freedom Watch.
No, we didn't.
We had Shelly on, Shelly Roche, last night's program. But I
must be listening to a repeat.
I don't recall talking about campaign strategy with her, but nonetheless, I'll address what you're saying here, and that is that the reason why political campaigns, advertise before the election is because, well, that's when most people are paying attention. What you're talking about would be a possible way to build a brand name for somebody to kind of do branding and get people to recognize somebody's name if they didn't know what it was, to advertise early on. But as far as getting people to turn out and getting them to actually go to vote for so-and-so, you have to advertise pretty heavily right before the election, and that's just the way the game is played. If you've got nothing but money to spend, then you might as well buy a bunch of ads in the very beginning. But most of the liberty-oriented campaigns you're going to come across are going to have very, very little money. Ron Paul's campaign was unusual in that he raised a tremendous amount of – the Ron Paul fanatics were able to raise a tremendous amount of money out on their own, and kudos to them for that. In fact, most of it didn't even get spent, which is sad, but that's a whole other issue. But my point here is that campaigns don't normally work that way, and if you don't have a lot of money, there's no way that would be a successful tactic to take your money and focus it months ahead of the vote. If all you have is X dollars, then blowing any – and X is not very large. You don't want to blow that money prior several months, many months before the election. You want to spend it right beforehand so you can get the maximum – what you might call a return on investment. All that said, I don't think there's any hope for the federal government. I think that anybody that's spending money on a federal government campaign is throwing it down a rat hole. There's some return that you can get in that Ron Paul was certainly, he was responsible during his campaign for bringing new people to the ideas of liberty, and for that was the reason I donated to him, because he had that buzz. He had that there was that excitement with his campaign that I just hadn't seen with any other liberty-oriented campaigns since Harry Brown, basically. And it's certainly he had more excitement than Harry Brown. And I was pretty excited mostly by what Harry Brown's message was. And, of course, he was the presidential candidate in 1996 and 2000 for the Libertarian Party. But I find it more and more difficult to involve myself in national-level politics. And while I could still see myself contributing to a campaign that was getting very exciting as far as bringing people to liberty, I can still see myself doing that. I certainly won't be voting in federal elections ever again. I've sworn that off as someone who believes in declaring independence and is not interested at all in participating with the federal government. That's something that I feel like I have to do, is not be involved, at least through the voting process. And my reason for donating would not be to help that person win, because I don't believe they have a chance. My reason for donating would be to help other people find the message of freedom, presuming that the individual that I would be donating to is actually good at communicating that. I thought Ron Paul was pretty darn good. He wasn't as principled as I might have liked, but he was at the 98th, 99th percentile, which is as good as you can get in federal.
The campaign was working.
In a federal campaign these days. So thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Mark, should we jinx it about the guest tomorrow night? Should we?
Let's jinx away. I've got a confirmation.
Okay. And, well, Ron Paul's going to be on the show tomorrow night.
Ron Paul's going to be on the show tomorrow night.
It's going to be the Saturday show, so that means that the phones are going to be busy. We're going to have to interrupt the show in the middle, because you know how Ron Paul is. He's a busy guy and popular, and so we can only get him smack dab in the middle of the Saturday show. But we'll take him, because, you know, he's Ron Paul. And we'll bring him on.
Ladies and gentlemen, don't try this yourself.
Now, I know he's coming on to pimp the audit the Fed thing, and so inevitably I will, you know, get kind of tough with my questions on the audit the Fed thing, because I personally don't think it's going to lead anywhere. Apparently they have some grandiose plans to actually eliminate the Fed down the line, and at the very least bring in...
Well, he did introduce an end the Fed bill.
Yeah.
In the same year. I mean, his agenda isn't
it's not hidden.
Right. It's not at all subversive.
So we'll talk about that with him, and then we'll open up the phones, and if you manage to get through, you'll be able to talk to Ron Paul tomorrow night on Free Talk Live. All right, let's go to your calls about anything. Kenny is in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Kenny.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I was wondering, I was reading up on gas additives, and I found an ad about acetone in the gas. Putting acetone in your gas tank, 2 ounces per 10 gallons, increases your fuel mileage anywhere from 15 to 30%. Have you heard anything about that?
Sounds,
I don't know. You would think that Consumer Reports would come out and say that. I'm really surprised.
You'd think that would be widely known if it were that effective.
In Popular Mechanics, I read that every month.
Well, the oil companies are trying to debunk it. They even went so far as to get Mythbusters to say something about it in a negative manner, like it was busted. But, you know,
okay, well, it's a new one to me. Maybe some of our car experts out there can call in with their thoughts. I personally know next to nothing about cars.
Yeah,
and Mark,
I mean,
you know,
it's pretty wide audience,
so
I thought I'd shoot it at you, so maybe somebody call in with some information.
Yeah, I'd be real cautious before pouring acetone in my gas tank. I'd really do my due diligence on that one.
Well, I've been reading a lot about it, and everybody says it's pretty good that they've even soaked their the rubber parts of their carburetors and their fuel lines in it, and it didn't do anything to it and that sort of thing, and it helps to burn the fuel more efficiently, and it decreases emissions by 60%.
That's a pretty outrageous claim, and again, if there was truth to that, then you'd think the car companies would be selling them, or not the car companies, but the, you know, the AutoZone and the places like
well,
that.
Well, they can't, because the oil companies don't want them to, because they'll sell less gasoline.
Well, why would the oil companies have any sway over
that
what
powerful?
Yeah, why would AutoZone be swayed by what the oil companies said?
Why wouldn't they outlaw windmills, and if they could do anything they want, why wouldn't they outlaw windmills, solar panels?
Nothing to do with automobiles.
But the
okay, you're not understanding the question.
Right. Petroleum products and fossil fuels do power most of the electric companies in this nation. So it does have something to do with it doesn't have anything to do with automobiles, but it does have something to do with power.
Okay. Well, I just would want to throw it at you. See if
yeah,
you're
thanks for throwing
it
out there. I thank you for the call. I would say that if that was so effective, then you would see those third-party automotive providers providing some sort of solution, whether it's, you know, they've got those things already that you pour in your gas tank, and they claim that it increases your gas mileage, but that's not anything significant at all. In fact, some people would say those things are useless. More on the way, 800-259-9231. What do you think about that idea? It's Free Talk Live.
Attention. all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times there are these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that if you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up anything toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Features including the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo and prove they listen to the show. You can head over to shrine.freetalklive.com, see it for yourself. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
Top stories at freedomsphoenix.com. Giant leap. Next giant leap. Could moon landings have been faked? Some still think so. It's just, you know, they're just looking at it from one side or the other. I don't think that they're pushing one story. And it's a compilation. They don't write their own stories. They just compile stuff.
No, I really like Freedom's Phoenix. It's a cool site.
And Jumbo Squid Invades San Diego Shores. Freedomsphoenix.com.
All right. So I did a little digging, and it didn't take much. Acetone gasoline mileage was the Google search. Actually, I was typing in acetone and gas, and that was the first result, because Google does that neat little thing where they fill in what you want for you. I love that feature.
It is great.
It knows what you want to search for. In fact, there was a little article I saw where one of the Microsoft executives has predicted that within 10 years, the computers will know what you're going to do. Like, they'll be able to predict what your next move will be or something like that.
Don't even know what to think about
that.
Yeah.
So here's what Snopes.com has to say about Kenny in Texas and his suggestion that perhaps pouring acetone in one's gas tank will increase gas mileage by, what was it, up to 30% was his claim, and something else, a 60% increase, I forget. It was an amazing claim that he was making, and of course our immediate response was disbelief. And he said that Mythbusters said this was a myth, but he believes that they're owned by the oil companies, and so therefore he doesn't believe what they have to say. So I'm sure that when we finish reading the Snopes.com rebuttal, he will also continue to believe that the oil companies have bought out Snopes as well. Snopes.com, of course, is a website that's designed to either confirm or debunk rumors that are viciously spread on the Internet. And so if you want to find out whether something you heard in an email is true, there's a good chance that the folks over at Snopes.com have done the digging and checked it out. So here's what they have to say. Claim: adding acetone to gasoline in an effort to improve gas mileage is a good idea. Status: false. According to them, as fuel prices go up, so does interest in various products and additives said to improve gas mileage. One of those is acetone, a widely available solvent better known to most of us as nail polish remover. According to some, adding a few ounces of this chemical compound into a tank of gasoline will dramatically increase mileage, supposedly by assisting in the vaporization of fuel. Although various claims have been made about acetone improving gas mileage by 25 or even 30%, those avowals never seem to hold up to independent scrutiny. Properly controlled experiments designed to measure the ballyhooed improvement have failed to recognize any significant change. Curious motorists working in less controlled settings do at times seem to note an acetone-assisted improvement, yet their results are likely better chalked up to careless measurement or miscalculation, as their findings simply cannot be reproduced in a laboratory environment.
Well, sometimes, this even happens with scientists, is sometimes you see the things that you want to see when you're doing experiments. And
especially if you've been paid by the federal government to find out something.
That's true.
Confusing matters further is the issue that determining the effect of anything upon gas mileage is a little more difficult to work out than it would seem, because so many different factors can affect the results. The same amount of fuel will produce different gas mileages on different days, depending on variables such as the type of automobile, the weather conditions, whether the car's air conditioning was running, how fast the vehicle was driving or was driven. Eliminating the effects of each of these factors from the computation is generally beyond the abilities of the average car owner with a passing interest in knowing how many miles to the gallon his pride and joy is getting. Were the decision of adding or not adding acetone to one's fuel tank merely a question of whether the practice boosted gasoline performance, that would be one thing. But unfortunately, there are other issues to consider, such as the harm that a solvent can work on vehicles. Acetone is corrosive, which means it can eat away at rubber components, such as gaskets and O-rings. That would be a particularly bad result for cars with rubber hoses in their fuel lines. Acetone will also eat the paint off of your car. As Tom from Car Talk
noted, it is, after all, a nail polish remover. Yeah. And, you know, what is car paint but really, really good nail polish?
As Tom of Car Talk noted in January of 2006, here's our final reason not to use acetone. It dissolves paint, so if you slip and spill a little bit outside your fuel filler door, you'll have a nice, unpainted line running down to the bottom edge of your rear quarter panel.
Oof.
When we see you drive by, we'll know you didn't take our advice. So there you have it from Snopes.com. It's bunk. Nonsense.
Well, I don't know if it's nonsense. I mean,
it sounds like it, according to the lab studies that they're citing here.
But it's wrong. It's not nonsense.
Okay. Whatever. 800-259-9231. Call it what you want. It's bunk. That's the case.
Not disputing that.
All right, so you can bring up absolutely anything, and since we're doing kind of the self-help theme here tonight, let's get back into an old, ancient topic of ours, Mark. The old standby at this point. Not because we don't have other things to talk about. I know you want to talk about that giant squid story.
I do. I'm dying to talk about giant squids in Baby San Diego.
If we're really lucky, we'll manage to drag Julia in here for the last hour of the show or something like that, and then we'll talk about some sex stuff. But let's jump back into the 50 things that everybody should know. The article's published over at rightwingnews.com. I can't say anything good about the title of that website, but I can tell you this particular article is a good one. And so let's dig back in. We were on, I think, number 40-something here. Let's start with number 41, since it ties into this whole acetone idea. Number 41, if you just assume that every conspiracy theory is wrong without even examining it, you'll be right 99.99% of the time. It's probably true.
Perhaps. I mean, there's all kinds of conspiracy theories out there, from UFOs to, you know, all kinds of things. There's some that I, you know, that people might call conspiracy theories that I believe, and I think that conspiracy theory itself is sort of a derogatory term meant to, you know, group some true things and some false things under a category that you just throw out.
Number 42, it's likely that whatever challenges you faced in your life currently could have been avoided if you'd made some better decisions upstream. That's a quote from Tony Robbins.
I think I totally agree with that.
Sure. Number 43, at a minimum, keep a basic to-do list, a schedule, and a budget. And this seems like real basic info here, and a lot of these things will seem like common sense, like, wow, people don't know this stuff. Well, guess what? People don't know this stuff.
Well,
they don't keep a to-do list. They don't keep a goal, you know, a goal list for their life.
Even and it's not just that they don't know. Many people know that they should have a list of goals,
but they don't do it.
Right, they just don't do it. I'd say that that's most people, at least most that I know.
Well, I've heard anecdotal numbers on this, and I don't think there's any way to verify this claim, but I've heard it's in the 90th percentile, the amount of people that don't write down their goals.
Oh, I would agree with that.
And I'm sure that of the people that write down things on a to-do list, a lot of people don't really check it very often. So there's that factor. If you've got a to-do list or a goal sheet, it's important that you review it on a regular basis so
that
you can keep up to date on what it is that you do. And I know I've talked about a goal sheet a lot in the past on this show, and I will into the future because I swear by them. It's been something that it's been a part of my life for most of my adult experience, and it's one of those things that I learned from doing network marketing that was really, really valuable to me, and I highly recommend it. 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We will expound here in moments and continue on the list, and I think Julia is going to be joining us here shortly. You can bring up anything, it's Free Talk Live.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
Today, we cannot afford to ignore the current state of our country, the economy, job layoffs, mass foreclosures, and now we are all at risk of being exposed to this new flu pandemic. The Center for Disease Control has declared a public health emergency across the United States. What can you do to prepare yourself? The answer is ZeroFlu.com. ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99% 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces. With no filters to replace ever, you save money. Prepare yourself today. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 888-766-6066. 888-766-6066 today. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh. Healthy. Easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up whatever you want if you dial toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features we give to you, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Features including the wiki with over 1,800 pages created by listeners just like you. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com. Get interactive. Edit virtually anything that you see there. W-I-K-I, wiki.freetalklive.com. So we are talking about the things that everybody should know, and there's a whole lot of them. We've been just kind of piecemeal going through them as when we get the chance, every so often, like every month or so. I think it's once a month we pick this back up and go through it, because we've never gotten done with them. We're on the 40s of a list of 50, and the one that we just touched on was that at a minimum you should keep a basic to-do list, a schedule, and a budget. And I highly recommend all three of the above. It's amazing to me, Mark, how often you'll miss an appointment without me calling you up to remind you that, Mark, we've got to interview so-and-so today at noon. Where are you? You know, I've kind of got to keep tabs on you. But you've been doing better about scheduling things. What have you changed?
I just try to keep it in my little Palm Pilot, and that generally reminds me.
So if it's not in the Palm Pilot, it's out of mind.
It's almost a complete, almost a guarantee that's not going anywhere.
That's how it is for me. If I've got a little program on my computer called Chameleon Clock, and not only is it valuable to me as a talk show host because it shows me the time all the way to the second and I can adjust it atomically and all that, but it also has a little alarm feature where I can tell it at 10 a.m. tomorrow to remind me to do this, you know, call this radio station. And I absolutely live my life by this this program. It is one of the best programs that I've ever used, just because it fits perfectly into what I need for scheduling. I could do that stuff on my Palm Pilot, or I guess it's not a Palm Pilot. I used to have one of those. Now I've got the BlackBerry, which also has a similar calendar feature. And I've started to use that for things that I know I'm going to have to do when I'm out and about. So if I'm not in front of my computer, then I'll transfer something over there, and that way I can remind myself. Because if you've got a lot going on, even if you've got a little bit going on, you don't want to forget what you have to do. So it could be just simply as, if you're somebody with a 5-day-a-week job, it could be as simple as just having a schedule written down. It's amazing to me the amount of people that, you know, they're not sure what hours they're working tomorrow.
That's me.
I
look at my schedule. Well, I mean, I know what days off I have usually, and I work is my main responsibility, so all my other things kind of fall around that. And I don't know. Sometimes I just forget to look, and I just have to call up and see what time I'm working tomorrow.
So keep a to-do list, a schedule, and a budget. Having that to-do list, I use a goal sheet, but it's basically a glorified to-do list. Just writing down the things that you need to do is a great way to keep them top of mind, to keep them fresh, and to ensure that you are getting the things done that you need to do. And sometimes you'll finish up a week of not doing so well on your list of things that you need to do, but that's okay. It's not the end of the world. You're still probably doing a lot better than most people that don't write stuff down. So if you write down a whole bunch of things that you need to do in 1 week and you only get 30% done, don't look at it from the negative perspective of you missed 70%. You got 30% of your stuff done, and that stuff you're not going to have to do the next week, and you can move on to other things.
Realize that you're significantly more productive than most people, and you can always carry it forward to the next week.
All right, and then the budget. Now, budgeting is something that is, I think, you know, a lot of people, I would say of the three things on this list, budgeting is probably one of the more likely things that people do, because money is really, really important, and you definitely don't, missing an appointment or two, not the end of the world, but paying your bills on time, that's pretty critical. But some people don't. You know, some people don't really realize what they're spending their money on. Some people may have a general idea of what they're spending money on as far as paying the bills for the house. But what are you spending on food?
I think that you're being extraordinarily optimistic if you say most people do a budget.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I'm saying of those three things, maybe that's the most likely thing that people would do. Maybe not most people.
I find budgeting to be kind of annoying. Like, I've tried, but I don't know. I've tried to do a budget before and, like, sit down and take a month and, like, write down everything I spend or save receipts. And just after a couple of days, I'm like, pfft.
Yes.
Well,
it does really stink to do that job.
Well, I mean, if you're doing okay financially, that's one of those things that you can not really care too much about.
If you don't get fat, you don't have to watch what you eat.
Yeah, but if you are having a tough time and you're having a difficult time making ends meet, then that's something
probably
you want
to
focus on.
Probably a place to go, yeah.
And writing down your what you spend is really the most valuable part. It's easy to figure out what you've got coming in, especially if you're just somebody that works a job or two or something like that. But a lot of people don't consider the cup of coffee every morning at Starbucks. You know, they don't consider those little things that, when added up, really gets to be a tremendous amount of money. I mean, if it's a cup of coffee every single morning and a $3 cup of coffee, you're talking about $1,000 a year. On coffee.
$1,000 so well spent.
Hey, if you've got the money and it's something you like to do, then I say embrace it. You should have things that you love and that you appreciate, but you should also know what it is that you're spending your money on if money's a tough thing for you. Number 45, Pat Riley said, excellence is the gradual result of always striving to do better. 45.
That's kind of cool.
Yep. 45. If you want your life to have impact, focus it. Stop dabbling. Stop trying to do it all. Do less. Prune away even good activities and do only what matters most. Never confuse activity with productivity. You can be busy without a purpose, but what's the point? And that's somebody named Rick Warren who said that one. And Mark, you've told me that you gave me a good example of this, that in the sales profession, there are certain salesmen who will spend time organizing their files or, you know, cleaning their desk or something like that.
Yeah, a new Palm Pilot program, for instance, putting all that stuff there. If you're spending most of your work time, if you're a salesperson at least, if you're spending most of your work time getting ready proposals and doing kind of clerical chores and all that other stuff, you should be a clerk. You shouldn't be a salesperson. Salespeople contact other people. They get involved with other people, and they sell.
So that's the difference between activity and productivity. It's active to clean your files out. It's productive to make a call and, do a cold call or go out and see a prospect and stuff like that. And there are lots of examples of that. And I have a problem. This is one of my issues, right, is I have email box addictions. Or an addiction to my email box.
That and message forums.
Well, that's part of it. It's all part of it because the message forum notices come into my email box, and there's always something new being posted, and I feel like I must continually kind of run through this this hamster wheel of just continually checking things. And it's been something that I've been working on for a long time. I don't know if I'm any better at it now. Honestly, I'm not sure. But I'm aware of the problem, and that's the first step to a real solution.
Yes, that's what people with problems tell themselves. I've been recently listened to a audio book out there called A User's Manual for Life or something like that, and it's written by quite a libertarian guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he says to get rid of these serenity vampires and things like that. And I found
What is a serenity vampire?
A person that sucks serenity.
Oh, it's like somebody else in your life that is disturbing you in some way.
Yeah,
I see.
And I kind of find and
I agree with that.
I think it's a derogatory name for an activity that I have. However,
you consider yourself a serenity vampire?
No, I don't. I consider myself somebody who goes on to message forums and interacts with people on message forums on the internet where people are less likely to be pleasant and agree with you.
Okay.
So I've been. For whatever reason, trying to go on message boards and talk to people who don't believe in the Free State Project into believing in the Free State Project. And this just doesn't make sense.
Aren't you recruiting enough people here on this show?
I recruit in other ways. I recruit lots of people for the Free State Project.
But this is your little addiction.
Yeah, and it's a true waste of time because in message forums you can't really debate with somebody if that's what they want to turn it into because you can't tie them down in the way you can in a verbal conversation because they can just answer some question you didn't say or, all kinds of things.
You can bring up anything. You're welcome to add to the list of things you should know at 800-259-9231. Share your comments, your stories, or bring up anything you want. This is Free Talk Live.
I had a great idea at work yesterday. So, I gathered my A-team to meet online, using WebEx. I passed the ball
to Carol in Atlanta, and I created some killer graphics. Then, I passed the ball to
Taz in San Jose, because I write the code that makes their ideas work online. Then I passed the ball to
Logan in Cambridge. I'm kind of the keeper of cool. And hey, it was cool.
So now, my idea wasn't just an idea. It was our hot new product line. Created by our national development team.
Spread across 3 time zones.
And we couldn't have done it without passing the ball.
Using WebEx. The only way to pass the ball online.
Pass the ball. Get your ideas rolling. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 606. To get a free trial and a free retractable VoIPad set. Remember that code, 606. WebEx from Cisco. WEBEX.com. Free headsets available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And tonight it's Ian with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And if you like this show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier for as little as $3 a month. All you have to do is head over to amp.freetalklive.com and get on board with either your PayPal account, any major credit card, or some alternative options, and we'll take that money in and reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations across the country, exposing more internet listeners to the program, and bringing new people to the ideas of freedom. Plus, you get perks as an amplifier. You get access to the AMP-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. All the details are at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. So we are going down the list of 50 things that everybody should know, and we're continuing here. Number 46, ironically, successful people tend to fail a lot more than unsuccessful people. They also tend to ask a lot more questions. How do you feel about that one?
Well, if you don't try, you don't
fail. Yeah.
You don't try, you don't fail. If you don't try, you don't succeed. And, you know, failure, as uncomfortable as it is just part of the success formula.
It's a necessary step because you have to learn how you did wrong so you can do it right, hopefully the next time around, learning from your mistakes and all that. And then now we're getting back into the comfort zone discussion we had earlier tonight, in that if you don't step outside of that comfort zone and take those risks, then you won't ever reap the rewards. So in order to have those successes, you have to be willing to accept that you're going to fail on the path to success. So it's a great teacher, failure, if you're paying attention and willing to change what you're doing for next time. 1-800-259-9231. Maybe you can tell us your story about how you, as they say, failed your way to success?
Have you ever heard the Abraham Lincoln story out there of how many times he failed?
And no, but I've heard anecdotes about like authors submitting their books hundreds and hundreds of times to various different publishers until finally somebody says yes, that kind of thing.
Well, there's an easy one, and the Abraham Lincoln one's worth doing. I don't have it pulled up here in front of me because I don't have the list in front of me. But you know, they say that the greatest batters in baseball missed 7 times out of 10 at the plate. So I mean, a 300 is a great batting average.
Yeah. Yeah, it really is. Good point. Number 48, you beat 50% of the people just by showing up.
That much is true.
And I'd say showing up on time is one of the most important things, and it's amazing how many people can't handle that.
You know, I'm really bad at showing up on time unless it's for work. I'm never late for work, ever, because that's important to me. But when it comes to, like, meeting friends and things like that, I am always late. I don't plan accordingly. I don't know. I try.
I think that those are, you know, those are things that that you know, lots of people need to work on, as far as getting to see friends on time and sticking by the things that you say. Work, very important. I think that showing up is 50%, maybe. Attitude is another huge portion.
The rest of the quote is, you beat another 40% by working hard. And I'd say, of course, there's also the cliche of work smarter, not harder. That is a factor, but actually doing the work that you're supposed to do in the correct manner is an important factor. And then the last 10%, it says, is a dogfight in the free enterprise system. Number 49, there are at least 6 key areas of your life: health, career, romantic, social, money, and religion. If you neglect any one of these areas, it will harm you in the other areas and keep you from being as happy as you can be otherwise.
I don't agree with the religion part of it. You don't have to have religion to be happy.
Clearly
at all.
You don't. I was an atheist for a long time, and I was very happy.
I am not religious at all, and I am very happy.
Number 50.
Yeah, unhappy people say that crap all the time.
What
are you talking about?
When trying to decide between two closely matched alternatives, always have a bias toward action. In the long run, it'll lead to your having a lot more experience, great stories, and a richer, fuller life. Do you want to be able to tell your grandkids that you actually did something for liberty or not? Right? A lot of people are in this movement because of that particular reason. They don't want to have to, you know, down the line, look at their lives, whether they're talking to the grandkids or just reflecting upon their lives personally, and say that I could have done something, but I didn't. You know, tyranny was on the rise, and I could have spoken out, but I didn't. And so I think that's a motivation for a lot of people, the idea that, you know, this is our chance to do something, to make a difference in our world, and why hold back? Why wait? Why hesitate? 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So we've actually gotten through the list of 50 things at this point, guys. Can you believe it? Finally?
I can't. I'm amazed.
It's a good thing there's 40 more of them. The next list here, 40 more things that everybody should know.
Wait, I thought there were 50.
Well, now there's 90. So let's jump into this one. And then next hour we'll talk about, I think we've got some sex-related story that Julia is going to tell us about. We'll get to that.
But
no point in starting that with the remaining few minutes here. So we'll just get through a couple more of these. Number one, one of the two things that I heard over and over again when people talked about the original list was, with older people, was some variation of, I wish I had spent a lot less money on frivolous things and saved a lot more money when I was a teenager.
Yeah, I'd say everyone feels that way.
Now, there's a tough line to draw here, because I think there's a midpoint. You don't want to be too stingy to where you have no enjoyment of your life, but you also don't want to be spending every dollar you earn. And I think that a lot of Americans are on the spend every dollar you earn particular track. And I think if you're going to choose between two, being stingy is probably a better choice, but there's a midpoint where you can still save money and you can still have some nice things. And I think that's what that's what people should aim for. And I think patience is the most important factor in this, because a lot of Americans have been inculcated with this get it now mentality. Ooh, plasma TV set. Let's put it on the credit card and have it now for the Super Bowl this year, instead of doing the financially respectable or responsible thing and actually saving the money that it would take to buy the plasma TV, because that's when you can afford it. You can't afford it even if you're getting enough money to make the payments. Even if you've got enough money coming in to, and this is my opinion, obviously, but I don't think you can afford something.
Unless you can pay for it outright?
Yeah, unless you have enough money sitting in your bank account to go out and buy that thing with cash. I don't think
and
you can afford it.
And have some left over in your bank account.
And the reason for that is because people expect that they're going to have a job next week. And when they buy something on credit, they're expecting that, well, I can afford $10 a month or whatever, or worse, maybe they're going to Rent-A-Center or something like that. But they say to themselves, well, I got an extra $10 a month I can spend on this. I'll just get this stereo system from Rent-A-Center. And so they go and they start spending that money. And then, you know, maybe they will be able to pay for it all. And then they'll pay it off. And, you know, the roll of the dice, they'll actually get through it. And they'll manage to buy the thing when all things when everything's said and done. But if they lose their job 3 weeks later, then all of a sudden they can't make those payments. Then you got the repo man showing up, and your money's in the hole. You've already poured it into whatever the product is that you'd purchased. It's now no longer in your hands anymore, and you're out completely.
Right, and the product that you purchased, it's likely not worth anything compared to the moment that you bought it. I mean, this is this is true for most things. Buy furniture today, and then try to sell it at the secondhand store or at a garage sale tomorrow.
Yeah.
you will find out that, you know, furniture makes used cars look like, or it makes new cars look like a great investment.
Yeah, you're lucky if you get 25% of what you paid.
Oh, I think that might be even generous. Now, the idea that older people are chastening themselves for sort of younger behavior, kind of, you know, it reminds me of a saying. It's older people, you know, people my age that haven't learned some of these lessons that are probably need to chasten themselves. But good judgment comes from experience, and a lot of that comes from bad judgment. And
yeah.
That's a Will Rogers quote.
Well, it's back to the making mistakes thing, right?
Yeah. So, you know, when you're younger, you're liable to make some mistakes, and it's okay because you're going to make some mistakes, learn from those mistakes, move forward.
And I feel like as far as the it's looking at the buying the plasma TV thing or buying whatever it is that you're so hot on purchasing. If you don't do it immediately, first of all, if you go out and you buy it with a credit card, it's that instant gratification, right? That, oh, there's that. I'm going to buy it. I'm going to put it in my credit card and bring it home tonight. Yeah. Well, if you wait, there are lots of really great reasons to wait. Besides the one that we just pointed out, that you might not have your job next week and you might not be able to afford that. And of course, if you've been paying for a bunch of things on payments on credit, then if you lose that job, you're probably not financially responsible enough to the point where you have savings. And so that money that you would have been saving toward the plasma TV would have come in a lot of handy to help you pay the rent in the, you know, the month or two or however long that you didn't have the job. So having that financial intelligence to save money is very important. Plus, by the time you're ready to make that purchase, if it's an electronic device, it's going to be cheaper. That model might not even be available anymore. There might be a brand new model available that's got snazzier features and higher resolution or whatever. So waiting is going to bring prices down and give you better features and gives you that financial sense of responsibility and satisfaction of, yeah, I can actually afford this now. It's a real, I think, a winner. Hour 3 is coming up.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.